So the team decided to reanalyze that massive original data set, but this time factor in brain size. They found birds with larger brains in relation to their body size are shrinking at slower rates than birds with smaller brains. And that was true even after controlling for other factors that could affect how quickly these birds are evolving, like generation time and mutation rate. But Botero says, just because these larger-brained bird species can temporarily buffer themselves from warmer temperatures, it doesn't mean they're completely protected from climate change.
It is important to realize that what we see here is not an indication that big brain birds are fine and that they are not having any problems or that they are just capable to take whatever kind of changes coming from this suite of different environmental phenomena that is happening right now.
Still, the team says there's a lot left to learn when it comes to the ways in which behavior could affect how bird species respond to climate change. For one thing, in this study, there was only about a 2-fold difference in relative brain size between the species with the largest brain, the song sparrow, and the one with the smallest, the Swainson's thrush. That means the responses could be even stronger in birds with larger brains, like crows.
We're sampling only a small amount of the potential variation in relative brain size here in our study. And so that does suggest that even potentially small differences in relative brain size might actually have a large effect on ecological responses to climate change.
For now, Baldwin says, one of the key takeaways is that smaller brain bird species could be especially vulnerable as the climate continues to change. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Shayla Farzon.